Rick's Uncle by Wyatt Lamoureux.
Shit.
Oh, buddy, you okay?
Yeah. New set of legs, just glued them on. Something wet in the floor. Go figure. I'm in a pissoir. Wonder what the wet was.
Car keys, eh?
Keys of the kingdom, buddy.
You planning on driving tonight?
These are my buddy's keys. He's too drunk to drive.
Well, that's good of you to hang on to them so he can't drive home. Wouldn't want him smashing up against a telephone pole or of another person or something, you know?
No way, hey. Nah, I'll drive. It's safer.
You're going to drive?
Yeah, he's too drunk. He's a lush, eh? Can't hold his booze.
You've been drinking, too.
It's a bar.
No, I mean, you're red-eyed, slurry-tongued, bumping into people drunk.
I am?
You are.
No.
Yeah. Let me call you a cab, eh?
That's mighty white of you.
I'm the bar manager. It's my job.
Alrighty then. Call me a cab.
Did you want one right now?
Ain't you gonna call me a cab?
Just... Let me know when you're ready to leave. Whenever that is.
And just... Call me a cab. You know? Now you say...
What? Oh, shit. All right. You're a cab.
Oh, that's funny. You're a cab. Yeah. Call me a cab at closing time. I was just dicking with you. These are my keys. I wouldn't drive drunk.
Good to know. So, you come here often?
If you ask me what's my sign, I'm gonna have to smack you one.
What's that?
You sound a little baggity right there, buddy.
I'm just asking, because I just like to get to know the people who come in here.
What for?
So you feel comfortable when you come in.
Yep. There you do.
So you buy lots of booze and keep the sales up, and I get to keep my job.
Fair enough. No, I don't hardly come here at all.
So you had a good night, eh?
It's all right. Good music. Some of the women are pretty snooty, though. Asked one girl to dance. She looks at me like I'm maggoty roadkill or something. I said, Jesus, bitch, just want to dance, not fuck. She had a great rack, though.
Yeah. Listen, why don't you give me your car keys so you don't lose them? I'll keep them at the bar, and you can pick them up tomorrow.
Nope. I gotta see a man about a dog.
Gary. Gary.
Yo, boss.
Come here. There's a guy in here. I want to make certain he doesn't drive tonight. Okay?
I don't see anyone.
He's in a stall. Just come in and wash your hands or something so you can see what he looks like.
Gotcha.
Yo, Gary. How's it hanging, big guy?
Fine, Rick. You get rid of it all?
It's in the river. How'd you like that shoe? Oh, man, are you still here? Don't you have an office or something? Oh, you don't think we're going steady or something?
Nah, this is my office.
Oh, shitty deal.
Yeah, he's always in the crapper with the big boss.
Go relieve Newf on the door, would you please, Gary?
Son of...
Reminds me of my uncle. Big guy too, huh? Sweet as pie.
So, how about them keys?
Persistent booger, aren't you?
Nothing if not.
Well, it's okay. You don't have to worry about me. Some guys do the D&D, eh? Not me. I go drinking and I... Hello, Cap! I just give him a call. Jesus, I don't want to kill you, huh? Or someone. Not gonna be like my uncle. I'll drink a couple of beers. Cab!
Smart thing to do.
Bingo! He one time. Yeah, I can drive, huh?
Your uncle?
I'm not into killing anyone. I like to down a couple of beers on the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with someone drinking and taking responsibility for what he does.
Yeah, this is it, huh? Responsibility. I get a knock on my door, tap, tap, tap. Who the Jesus heck is that? Hell with him. It's the middle of the night. A little louder. Tap, tap, tap. All right, get up. Open the door.
Rick, you're coming with us.
Heck with you. Slam the door right in his face. Knock, knock, knock. Get out of bed.
You're coming with us. We want to show you something.
I ain't going with you.
Slam the door. Bam, bam, bam. Open the door. It's the old Pei-Pei. All right, let me get dressed. No, wait. You're coming now.
Jesus, I only got my underwear on. Let me put some clothes on.
All right, they say. So I go with them, huh? Fucking a-holes. So he goes, we want to show you something. Come on over to the car. I go, no way. I ain't going over there. Come on. We want to show you something. I go, no way. That's my uncle's car. We want to show you. And I wham.
Hit him like that, eh? Just like that. I don't care. He goes down. I'm half snapped as it is. And I go, I'm not going over there. I'm not next again.
Here you go, boss. All jacked up for you. Hey, Rick, you know them three girls?
Uh-huh. What's up with them?
They're looking for you.
Oh, man. Last thing I need is have some babelicious booty try to kick my ass.
No, they're looking to party.
Yeah, fucking dicking.
I ain't fucking dicking you.
What girls are these?
You know, what's their boobs, ass, lips, and dreads?
Do me a favor, Gary. I'm a little stupid, so please speak English, eh?
You know, and three wannabes by the bar.
Sophie, Tawny, and BJ.
Right.
BJ?
Don't go there. She'll rip your nuts off.
You sure they're old enough to be in here?
They look good. Tonight, that's ID enough.
Yeah. They do look that.
Careful, boss. Alice will rip your nuts off.
Fuck you.
Pussy whipped.
Cock whipped.
Yous are so fucked. So, I'm at the bar, sucking a brew, eyeballing the action, getting a hard-on look at it, ass, lips, and dread. What's the names again?
Sophie, Tawny,
and BJ. Yeah. Right. They're cackling away. And they're all foxy and tight ass in those jeans of theirs, showing off their tatas in the shelf and all.
Tatas on a shelf?
Yeah.
It's tits up here, cleavage down to there.
Oh, right.
So, they're looking like that. With a babe looks like what I call them a magnetic bitch. Because it's like your eyes just wham, stick right there at titty.
Gotcha.
So I hear one of these girls.
Magnetic bitch.
One of these magnetic bitches, she's saying, you know, she's got this mouth on
her. One of those you wonder how she eats with that mouth.
I don't know. This girl's got a mouth that'd make my uncle stand right up and take notice, if you know what I mean. She's saying, nah, she wouldn't go out with Dylan because it's a stupid name. And another with the ass to die for. I mean, it's like painted on jeans.
God bless the thong.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. So the one with the ass, Donnie.
Sophie
fucking Yum Yum says he's cute. Then Pippi Longstocking dreadlocks there.
Tawny?
What the fuck is that hair about, huh? She says, would I get married? And they're all, oh, girl, and everything. Dred says, would I get married? He's got to have lots of money, like $1 million. And I'm thinking that song, you know, if I had $1 million. Because this little girl, except for the hair, that crazy shit, is fine. Then I thought, what's up with that shit? Ain't that a regular guy good enough? Hell, she could marry some dude that gives her the fucking Taj Mahal, and he could be a total douchebag and beat the fuck out of her. So I turned her, and I got this mouth problem. I just says what's in my head. I says, hey, girl, let me buy a beer, and we'll go to my car, and you can suck my dick. And they're all, oh, you pig, and you prick. And Dredge says to me, you asshole, who do you think I am? After I wipe the rye and ginger off my face, I says to her, yo, you crazy-headed bitch, we all know what you is. We're just trying to set the terms of service.
Right.
I watched the whole thing. Classic. He made it out okay, though. You bought them all a shooter and apologized, didn't you, Rick? Hey?
Fuck. Cost me 3 shooters each and 2 for your bum boy here.
What?
Just dicking ya. Got me Dred's phone number, too.
You're dicking me again.
No shit, man.
I said it, hey. Sorry for eavesdropping, but that I was sensitive to the subject matter because of my rich buddy who just been severely screwed in the divorce. Now you give him a little bit of the old tongue stroking, if you know what I mean.
You smooth!
Gary, don't you have a job to do?
I'm gone, boss. Gotta keep an eye on the big guy at pool table 3.
Expecting trouble?
Oh, no, no, I just got $10 that says he takes 5 guys in a
row.
I'm gone.
You know, maybe I can get you a cup of coffee.
Nah, never been much on coffee. My uncle loved the stuff, but it made him nuts if he drank too much of it. You know, caffeine jitters and all that.
Yeah, but it helps keep you awake.
So I can be wide awake drunk, huh?
So you at least get sober enough to understand you shouldn't drive anywhere tonight.
Because I don't want to kill anyone.
Or yourself.
My old lady, my mom, yeah. Jeez, you don't want to get her mad. Her and my uncle, they're like that, huh? They went and told her she hit the cop.
You hit the cop and she hit the cop.
Yeah.
Same cop?
Nah, another one.
Well, why?
Well, she's alone, huh? Dad come back. Haven't seen the son of a bitch in 15 years. Haven't heard from him or nothing. Used to beat up my mom pretty bad. She'd be black and blue sometimes. Me too. He was an alcoholic, huh?
Oh, well, that can be tough.
I read this stuff about alcoholism being in the genes, huh? I thought it was like when you spill a drink on your pants. That's what in the genes meant, huh?
Eddie.
You can pass it down to your kids and stuff, huh?
Yeah, I heard that too.
Yeah, and that shit. I worry about my 2 kid brothers, huh? Worried about them becoming alcoholics. They're kind of wild. At least they still only drink beer.
How old are they?
Donnie's 13, Nick's 17. I'm the boss of the family. Been supporting them ever since my dad took off.
Well, that's pretty good. Gotta respect you for that. How old are you?
I'll be hitting 27 in 2 months. I'll feel like an old man.
27?
I tell you, I'm the only one in my family ever got anything.
How's that?
Oh, I must have, about over 200,000 in equity.
Wow. Now that's good. For your age.
Yeah, you got to keep your shit together, huh? My dad never did.
My other uncle, my dad's bro, he's doing all right, I guess. But he doesn't own his own home.
Hard thing to do.
My uncle did, though. Had a nice car, too, huh? Big Buick Grand National. Yeah. I recognized it. I had to, huh? Great fucking car. I went over to the car with the cops, just looked inside. Shook my mom up pretty bad. People keep asking me what he looked like, huh? Hey, I can't remember. When I try to, you know, it's like, all I can think about is the joke about the guy who goes to the cab driver. Guy goes, "Hey, cabbie," he says, "you got room for two cases of beer and a pizza?" Oh, cabbie goes, "Sure." Guy sticks his head in, goes,
"Boss, you puking again?"
"No."
"You want this?"
"Sure."
What are we doing yakking in the fucking can when there's babes out there waiting to wrap their legs around my fucking face?
"Can I go for a smoke break?"
"How many is that tonight?"
"7. I mean, 2.
"Go."
"Thanks, boss."
"Tell the noof to do the door for the rest of the night. I want you to keep an eye on your buddy Rick. He doesn't drive tonight. Get it?"
"Got it."
"Good. Or your ass is grass."
"Boss?"
"I'm serious, Gary."
"Fucking peeing, you're Jack."
Just do it, please.
"Okay, I'll give him a ride myself."
"No, you cab it too."
"Gotcha."
You were just listening to Rick's Uncle, written by Wyatt Lamoureux, starring Matt Gilbert, Wyatt Lamoureux, and James Kerr. Thank you for listening.